Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
But yeah, that LSU job, it's got Louisville fans a little jittery right now.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, I saw it on Twitter today.
No,
yes, it does.
They're not in the Card Chronicle, Andy.
I saw it in the comment section.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
And James Strebel. Well,
how many more years are you going to do that?
I don't comment on it. I just read it.
Yeah, but you're getting close to 40. Like, at one point, are you going to walk away from the comment section?
Never.
Okay.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Is this Sister Hazel?
Oh, no, it's Counting Crows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mr.
Oh,
Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, Calipari likes this. We're bringing all this up because Coach K danced to that when we touch.
We've also said every time we touch
about 900 times.
Yeah.
It has to be disoriented. All right, I think Coach O's calling in. So Orlando Antigua is supposed to join us here in just a second. Reminder, coming up in an hour, Rick Bozich of WDRB. He'll join us. We'll have some fun with him. It's a Thursday. It's ESPN 680. And 105.7. So we're hanging out here in the studio. Strebel smiling. Look at him. Coach O joins us. Orlando Antigua back in the bluegrass, which is fantastic. Coach, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Man, everything is good. So you're on the radio in Louisville. My name is Andy Sweeney. We're doing afternoon gas baggery here, okay? We're talking sports, okay? We talk a good deal about Kentucky, one of the only shows that does so. And you need to know that the man across from me, James Strebel, is probably your biggest fan, okay, Coach? You need to know that. He is smiling ear to ear. Do you understand?
I'm happy, Coach, to talk to you. I got my UK hat on. I got a UK polo on. I came decked out for this interview today, Coach Antigua. Welcome back. Thank you.
Thank you so much. James, I can see you smiling through the phone like I am, brother.
Yeah, there we go, Coach. There we go.
Well, we've been laughing, Coach, about this. And Orlando Antigua with us here on The Take. We've been laughing that you were officially hired, what, like a month ago, a month and a half ago, something like that?
Yep.
And you've done like 80 interviews. And I feel like you're at the end of your media tour, and we're at the very end, right? Like, do you have any more of these planned, or are we like the last one?
I think you guys are the last ones, brother.
Man, that's fantastic. So you have
no better way to go out than with you two guys.
Well, the funny thing about it is, so you've been asked every crappy question possible. So what happened to us when Bruiser Flint got hired last year? He did like 2 days where he went on with everybody. And we were asking him the same questions. How is Calipari different now than when you knew him back in the day? And how is it to be in Lexington? And he's like, I've been asked that 800 times.
Yeah.
And we're sorry. And we just talked music and whatever else with him. So I guess we'll do kind of both. How jacked up are you to be back, man? Because I know the fans, they're absolutely happy.
I'm very excited to be back. My family and I are – consider Lexington home, and my daughter just graduated from UK, and my son, went to high school here, Henry Clay, and all that good stuff. So, it's surreal to be back, but we're extremely happy and excited about that.
All right, well, good deal. Let's do this at the end. We're going to play when the story came out during our show, Coach, that you were officially coming back. There were rumors and everything else going on. We got an organic reaction from James Strebel. We will play at the end for you where he went nuts. He went nuts, if you will. What did you learn your time away from Kentucky that you now bring back to Lexington? Anything?
Yeah, there was a lot to learn. Obviously sitting in that seat as a head coach, you learn all the things that are coming at the person that sits at the head of a program. And, that's allowed me to become a better assistant coach, both at Illinois under Brad Underwood and obviously now on my return here to work with Cal. And you just see things a little differently. You're looking at a bigger picture and you're trying to fill in any gaps or any blind spots that, you know, the staff may need and the team may need to try to continue to steer the team towards success. So, you know, I know that you have to have a certain kind of synergy in amongst the staff and amongst the team and amongst the players. And so trying to create that and you know, I can't be more excited about the guys that I'm getting a chance to work with Bruiser and Jay and Chin Coleman. And have you guys got a chance to talk to Chin at all yet?
Okay, so that's perfect that you bring that up. We were supposed to talk to him today at 2:30. Okay, so it's behind the scenes. This is how we opened our show.
Yeah.
We were supposed to record at 2:30, but we had an issue with our phones, so we couldn't do it, and we had to punt. Yeah. And our producer Mitch, that you talked to, he was cursing and he threw his headset to where I think he broke his headphones.
Yes,
that's what was going on in our studios at 2:40 today, Coach.
No. Well, let me tell you, both he and Jay are two incredible young coaches, great basketball minds, really really good at player development and relationship development. And so to be a part of that crew right now, you know, I've been fortunate that with the staff that I've been around, you recognize when you're around really good talent, but more importantly, really good people. And, you know, that's what you want. You want an opportunity when you come to work that you're excited to be going to work and you know you're working with quality people that are really, really talented. And, you know, I'm looking forward to what that group of people are going to be able to put together and show, you know, our fans.
How has Kentucky changed in the last 5 or 6 years, or have they? You know, you've been gone. They've had some good years. This past year was a bad year. Obviously, new coaching staff, a lot of new players, the transfer portal and everything else. How has Kentucky changed, or is everything about the same when you left it?
Well, yeah, some of the things that have changed, obviously, are the obstacles that now the landscape of college basketball has thrown out there. That you've mentioned a few of those, the new development leagues and all those kind of things that are going after some of the players that we're going to recruit at Kentucky. You know, those higher upper level talented skill kids that have a chance to excel at the next level. So our jobs is to try to find and identify the kids that want to come to the University of Kentucky to represent the program, to be challenged, to sacrifice, that want to be a part of a winning culture and want to do things the right way on and off the court and try to win a lot of games as they get prepared and develop to go chase their dreams. So, you know, I don't think that has changed because that philosophy from Cal hasn't changed from the first time that we got here in 2009. So, you know, I think the only thing that's really changed is the way the landscape of basketball with the transfer portal now and all these semi-professional leagues that are popping up.
Orlando Antigua with us. It's The Take on this Thursday. It's ESPN 680 105.7. How do you recruit against the G League? I find that to be interesting because I have a feeling you're going to butt heads with the G League here in the next few months and years, Coach.
No, we don't. I mean, you know what we're going out and talking to families about, there's no comparison. The history, the education, the development, the opportunity to create incredible dreams and add value and experience to get you prepared for the next league. So I don't think you're even going up against those leagues, honestly. That's just my humble opinion, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, we've talked about that, right? I mean, Kentucky fans have talked about the last couple years, and that's been obviously a major discussion. Go ahead, Streeble. Ask Orlando something.
I do have, okay.
This is your biggest fan, Coach, so go ahead. What do you got for him?
So after the year after y'all won the title, Coach, in 2012, y'all did that documentary in 2013 that kind of followed the program around preparing for that season. I remember a scene where you were kind of controlling John Calipari's Twitter account, you were kind of, you know, laughing at the haters and, you know, kind of looking at it like this. And it says, like, you had a little chip on your shoulder, like, to prove people. Is that still there? I know you've been away from the program a little while, head coach, and then you were with Brad Underwood. Do you still have that chip on your shoulder, that confidence that Kentucky basketball just seemed to embody?
You read the comments? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was looking at the comments. I remember this vividly because he was laughing and smiling the entire time. It was great.
Oh, man.
Absolutely. That hasn't changed at all.
Damn,
you know,
right.
I mean, I think that's just part of who I am anyway, and part of knowing that I get a chance to work with an incredible coach and what we got a chance to share about the University of Kentucky to kids about. I mean, that's you go in there with a different kind of swagger when you're talking to families, and you know what, kids got to want to take on this challenge because it's not, you know, you've heard Cal and the staff say it all the time, it's not for everyone. But the kids, they want the pleasure of that pressure to come in. And then that when they get through the process of being refined, then they go out shining like diamonds. You see what I'm saying, James? They come out shining.
Yeah, damn
like you,
right
my
they
brother.
Do. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Coach. Now, there's since Coach
You know what? Right now, we need to play your reaction.
Yeah, play
right
it.
Now.
Yeah, let's
this
do would, it.
Coach, so listen up. This is like 25 seconds or so in, okay? So this is when he finds – this is right, Mitch. Right when he finds out that it's official, that Jen Coleman and Orlando Antigua, especially you, Coach, you're back at Kentucky.
Yeah.
This was his organic reaction live on the air at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, this is Big O, baby.
This is like better than the Wayne Twins excitement. Coach O's coming back. Oh, my God, you're done. You're done, Louisville. You're done, Louisville basketball, Mac. You better be glad you got that video out last year, big boy. Yes, if Coach O comes back, it's over. The D-League better be scared now. What up? Yes!
Wow, that's classic. Hey, yeah, you're giving me way too much credit for anything, brother. You know?
Oh man, he does. You know,
I'm just a.
Go ahead.
I'm just a small piece of a really good team, you know, just try to do my part. That's all.
Oh,
well, you do
man.
A great job, and we're so excited. I'm so excited that you're back, Coach. I like Jen Coleman, too. I love when Jen Coleman released that video where he's saying many, many, many championships. I got excited about that, too. I love you guys.
Did you see that, Orlando, when Jen was right off the exercise bike or the Peloton or whatever?
He was off the Peloton bike, yeah. So his heart rate was pumping, so he had the double whammy, right? He's excited about the opportunity, and he just got off the Peloton bike where it was kicking his butt. So his heart rate was through the roof, and so was his mind.
What did you tell Chin about how crazy BBN can be?
I told him just that. I told him this is a place that's like, you know, no other in the country. Honestly, I mean, we call it Camelot, and it is that. It's the winningest program in the history of college basketball, and you know, the fan base are knowledgeable, they're passionate, they love their cats, and you know, you just got to make sure that we go out there and we do what we know how to do and do it the right way and go help these kids to grow and develop and create great memories for everyone.
Yeah. Orlando Antigua with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. Just a couple more, we'll get you out of here. I mean, coming from Illinois, how heartbreaking was how that season ended last year?
It was tough. It was tough, yeah. You know, I mean, and that's the beauty of the NCAA tournament that, you know, on any given night, you know, the ball can stop going in and you have the results that you get where, you know, you think there may be a team that you should beat, you could beat, you should have beaten, and you get beat because you don't, things don't come together the way you want it. And so, you know, it doesn't negate the incredible year that we had getting, becoming number one seed and winning the Big Ten tournament, you know, those experiences that we were able to create for the Illini Nation and their fan base and our kids there, that was great. You know, obviously we wished it would have been extended a little longer, but
sure,
you know, that's the beauty of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
and, you know, we can't wait to get back to it and get back to it here where we're performing in those scenarios at a high level. And that's where we get an unbelievable advantage because of the way our fans travel here. You know, you get to a neutral site game and blue gets in everywhere. And it sways and it changes. You know, it becomes a huge advantage for our kids and our staff.
Orlando Antigua with us here on ESPN 680. Were you surprised to see Coach K going to hang him up? And you guys get him this year, so you can hand K a loss, I guess, if you want, in his final season. What was your reaction when that news came down yesterday?
I was surprised, but you know, the man is a legend. He's an incredible coach, and he's been in college athletics for over 40 years, and that's an incredible feat. And you know, happy for him and his family, and you know, I'll be rooting for him, except for when we played him.
Yeah, all right, well, there you go. You also have you? Now, I don't know if this is going to put you on the spot here, and I hope we don't embarrass him. Have you had any run-ins with TJ, with Thomas Beisner there around the facility at all since you've been back? That's our guy.
TJ's a good man.
All right,
he's a good man. I have. He's actually here around us today. So
okay,
you know. Yeah. He's a good man.
All right. Is there anything else you want to throw in, James? Anything else you want? The text line's crushing you right now.
That's fine. They can crush me all they want. I'm happy. They can't steal my joy. Just like Calipari says, you can't steal my joy. I'm happy right now. Thanks for coming on, Coach, man. Well, this is a big deal for me. I appreciate it.
Well, there you go. The last time he acted like this is when we had Lynn Bowden on.
Yeah. Just so you know.
That's awesome. I'm glad to be in that company, by the way.
Damn right.
Coach, take care. You know, safe travels around recruiting and everything else. I guess last question. I don't know how much you've seen of your team. I guess just your opinion of the guys that have come in here. It's a good, you know, in a lot of ways, it's a completely new team, right? So I don't know how much you've seen. I know they're doing open gym or whatever. I don't know how much you can see, how much you're allowed to see, but it's a new team, new shooters. What do you make of your team?
Well, no, I mean, just from the I haven't gotten a chance to see them currently. They just gotten on the into school right now. They're going through the protocols and the testing and getting acclimated to the dorms and working camps right now. So there hasn't been much of any of basketball that we've seen, but we'll get a chance to get our hands on them pretty soon once classes begin. And I know one thing: we're long. We've got some guys that, even though we're young, we've got some experience. We've added a lot of shooting, and we've got some good guards. And yeah, obviously, the returners are guys that have a nice chip on their shoulder. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get a chance to get back on the court with them here and hopefully next week.
Well, safe travels, Coach. We'll talk down the road, and thank you so much. Take care.
Appreciate you guys. James, my man.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it, Coach. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Coach. Orlando Antigua. Look at you.
I want that as a ringtone. Jay's my man.
Ringtone?
Yeah. Every time someone texts me, Jay's my man. That's what I want.
You're being crushed.
Oh, no, I am.
You made Mitch's day so much better.
Good.
You kind of did.
Mitch was in the pits of hell.
He was.
He was down there with, like, Art Briles.
Yeah.
And whoever else was there.
Whoever else is in hell. But look.
Your joy is infectious.
Yeah.
Infectious. You know what? That would have been a perfect place to go to break right there.
It would have. Yeah.
Your joy is infectious.
I'm glad it made me happy.
What a great ending.
Yes,
infectious. Look how happy you are.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I don't know if I've ever seen him happier, Mitch.
I have people texted me. I said he's happier when he talked. You know, he's happier now than when he talked to Lynn Bowden. 100%.
Yeah. He's happier now than any of his kids' accomplishments.
Yeah.
This is it. I'm pretty happy. No, this is it.
No, Kel graduate college. You will not act like that.
This is easily the happiest I've seen you.
It is. Well, the only time I've maybe been happier was when Kentucky beat Louisville in basketball 2 years ago. In overtime, I was pretty happy then. You can ask Prosser, but that this might beat that. That was so cool, and he called me by name. It was cool. It was awesome.
He called me by name.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure the text line. That's fine.
Texter says infectious. What a great.
That was a great line.
Man,
by
Mitch
did.
Mitch tried to top you there at the end.
He did with infectious.
Texter says, Strebel embarrassed BBN.
I don't think I did. You know how I know I didn't? Coach Antigua's reaction to it was not like, oh, come on, guy, slow down. He was like, yeah, I sound like a diamond. Yeah.
I will agree with Strebel with that. He did match the energy. He's like, he came in, you know,
yeah, but what
like,
if
let's go.
But what if someone praised you? We don't get any, like, this job is a non-praising job.
Yeah, there's not a lot of thank
yous. No, this show is built around people dumping on other people.
Right,
it really
exactly.
is.
Yeah.
That's why Mitch needed this.
It was a flip. It was a flip of what the show usually is. Absolutely.
Texas says, Big Rig sucking up.
Yeah. You're damn right I was. You're damn right I was.
Oh, man, I can't read that one.
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff in, a lot of innuendos.
Texas says Kentucky's going 13-13 this year. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Texas says Louisville fan here, Coach O, seems like a cool dude. There you go.
He did seem like a cool dude. How about that? Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want that kind of guy on their sideline? Really?
Texas says, what a haunt question from Jamie. Texas says, the damn right at the end, LMAO.
Well, I mean, I thought it was a good question. I mean,
I can't even remember the question.
It was he was patrolling Twitter for back in the day. And, yeah, and he was laughing at all the haters that were on the Twitter timeline.
Texas says, Friebel can't stand up right now, LMAO.
No. No Hightower Men's Clinic for me. But it's a great
Texas
thing.
Texas says, this is embarrassing. OMG, I pray Kellen is playing Xbox and not listening to the radio right now.
He's probably getting ready for practice is what he's doing. Probably. But he'll listen to this. I'll make sure he listens to it.
Texas says, I hope Jamie brought a change of undies.
I don't need change of underwear. Okay.
This is a haymaker. By the way, Mitch, did that interview tape? Okay.
Good.
I was looking at Mitch. I was like, what if it didn't tape? That would send Mitch
into
Orton. No, he would. Would just be us. I'd run the board.
Yeah.
Of bad things would happen.
You'd have me doing the board. I'd be over here looking at you. Yeah.
Texas says, that interview alone shows why Coach O is so good. He made a 40-year-old man feel like he was cool.
He did. You know what? That's a dead on text.
Texas says, he called me by my name.
He wouldn't want to play for that guy.
Texas says, oh, Coach O, will you be my daddy?
I have a father, but I'd like to be his friend.
You're something. You're something.
I like Coach
O. You'll crush Kentucky, but this is your weakness.
Yeah.
The players and the coaches, Mitch, that's his weakness.
100%.
It really is his weakness.
Yeah.
Because you'll crush anybody. You'll crush the fans. You'll crush KSR. But it's players and select coaches.
Yeah. I mean, there's some coaches I wouldn't get that excited over.
Stoops, I don't think you would be that excited.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be more excited for
Stoops
for,
is boring.
And he is boring.
Yeah, he's boring. Yeah.
I'd be more excited for Big Dog than Stoops. If I had a choice to interview one of them, it'd be Vince Merrow.
You said that Vince Merrow, you would want him to be head coach.
Yeah.
By the way, Mitch, you guys need to admit, I was right. I told you we were the tail end.
You were exactly right.
I told
you
that we were the butt of all of the media.
The end of the human centipede.
It was the feces at the end, and it was us, and I knew it.
I can explain why.
Well, no, I don't care why, but go ahead if you want. Yeah.
Well, the day they got hired on a Friday, right? Like officially.
Yeah, I
that's
think
when the
so.
Media
yeah,
thing came out.
Officially.
So
right.
you do the right thing. You wait till they get officially hired before you reach out. And that weekend was your boy's T-Scan's wedding. Mm-hmm. So your boy was like not working at all that weekend. So like I was out drinking and you know
doing fun stuff.
And so Sunday I reached out. And they already scheduled all the interviews on Saturday when I was at the wedding. I was like, well, crap. I was like, just, you know, if you can, you know, just squeeze us in at the end if you can. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, a big deal or anything. And so, yeah, I got squeezed there at the end.
No, I'd like to be squeezed at the end.
Yeah.
It's funnier if you can just sit in it.
Yeah, just be that's our show. Like, that's what we do. That's where we are in the pantheon of... BBN talk shows is where we are. That's great.
Oh boy, I want to read that one. I'm not going to. I can read that one. The Fleshlight.
No, there's no.
Texas says you're a leg humping hack.
In that instance, I was. Yeah, I won't shy away from it. I'm not gonna look when I do goofy stuff and I am a hack. I'll admit I'm a hack. I'm not like other people. They're like, no, I'm actually very down the middle.
Mitch,
like I am a hack.
Would you fanboy over like that? Would it be Albert Pujols? I'm trying to think in my own
mind.
Oh,
in my mind?
Yeah, and your
Arenado.
Oh no, I mean come on. Really?
I mean probably Jim Edmonds.
Jim Edmonds.
Jim Edmonds is my favorite baseball player ever. it was Morgan Wallen before all that other stuff happened. who else would it be?
I mean, who else? Fox and Friends is next. Jim Edmonds, Morgan Wallen, Fox and Friends. That's right.
Yeah.
I thought you were
Will
going.
Kane.
Will Kane.
Will Kane.
Britt Hume. That's funny.
Britt Hume.
Britt Hume is funny.
That's good. That is good.
Mitch, you know who Britt Hume is.
No.
There's no way you know who Britt Hume
that's
is.
That's okay that you don't.
Britt Hume.
I'm a little stunned by Jim Edmonds. I totally pegged him as a Pujols guy.
That's St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, that's
didn't
true.
Jim Edmonds have? Okay, I apologize on the front end. Didn't he have infidelity issues?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
This past summer.
He's the opposite of Ja Morant.
Oh, this summer?
With the nanny.
He pulled an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Families being torn apart is not funny to me. I'm sorry I laughed. Remember Steve Phillips? We got to get off this subject.
Oh.
Mitch, you know Steve Phillips? Oh, you got to look that up.
Yeah.
You got to look that up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm surprised it wasn't Yachty.
Yachty's a good one.
I think you'd be very
excited
over
Yachty. You know what? Yachty's a good one.
Yeah.
Texas says Strebel was a 14-year-old at an NSYNC concert.
Yeah.
Texas says Mitch would still fanboy over Morgan Wallen.
Texas probably right.
You sent us like a video of him coming out of a club or something
that.
With his boys.
What was he doing? I don't remember this.
I mean, he's back in public.
Oh.
And people adored him.
If I saw Morgan Wallen in public, I think I'd pour a beer on him.
Popcorn.
For the publicity.
Yeah, for pour popcorn.
That would be good for this show, right?
It would be great for this show.
Right?
It would
be fine for the show.
It would be great.
I wouldn't be in trouble for that, would I?
They might drag you out of the venue or wherever you're at, but I don't think you get in trouble for it, no.
Texas says, the take is Coach O's last interview because Mitch had to go to a bike class on Friday night.
It's part of the festivities.
The amount of fleshlight on the text line right now, I don't understand where that's coming from.
I don't either. And the thing about, I remember, no, I...
Just leave it alone.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, I'll get in trouble. Okay.
Texas says, who's next, Mitch? Clay Travis.
New talk show host, Clay Travis.
Texas says, MAGA Mitch wants to be Clay Travis's producer on Limbaugh. Can you imagine Mitch storming around trying to get Rand Paul on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get, who's the guy that's going to get in trouble?
Their phones work.
Matt Gates.
Yeah.
I would imagine. Rush Limbaugh had a gold microphone.
He did.
Like, it was a gold, it wasn't, like, this has gold on it, and it's just the spit and saliva from the Diener Show and Jeff Greer and everyone else
is in that chair.
Anyone else in the chair?
No, he had a legit
but
gold.
But he had a gold microphone.
Yeah, he had a legit gold microphone He made a lot of money doing that show. And you get a lot of money as his producer. Well, not his, but Clay Travis's.
Oh, man.
That was a good interview. I think he enjoyed that. He had a good time.
It is difficult because, you know, he's answered every question.
Exactly, I think we asked him some outside-the-box questions he had been asked before.
We'll see. 437-9680, let's take a quick break. Rick Bozich joins us in a half an hour. Do you feel bad for Julius Randle? And good God, we have a bunch to talk about today. I haven't got to half the things that I want to talk about, including the McLean's reached out to your boy here. We can get to that next on ESPN 680.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Mitch doesn't pull the sound because he's eating chips. Then when he does pull the sound, he pulls the worst Kiki sound. It's a bad day for Mitch.
Yeah. What are you going to do, sue me?
And James Strebel.
How musty is that? Billy Reid was 14 years old when that was a comeback.
So sue me.
What are you going to do, sue me?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Ooh.
I found God. Oh. Corner of first and I'm a star.
Who's this? I don't know who this is. Is this Yellow Card?
No. I think it's... Is it Snow Patrol? Alone, or... Oh, no, The Fray. Is it The Fray? I got it, The Fray.
He said, ask anything. Where were you?
Again, oddly enough today, I don't want to explain it every time, but Coach K danced to a song today. It was very Duke, so we were wondering what song we played at the Calipari goodbye, whenever that happens. And I guess Calipari likes Train and Lifehouse and bands like that in The Fray.
The Fray, yes. Remember The Fray did a, oh gosh, I think they sang the national anthem before a national championship game. It was awful.
It was terrible, yeah.
It was really
bad. I know
exactly
what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The Fray is someone in like 5 years is going to be at 4th Street Live during Derby Week on like a Thursday.
Or playing at the Kentucky State Fair.
You'll like this. You guys will like this. You know, it's mostly acoustic or light rock. It's something that females like. Dashboard Confessional.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dashboard Confessional, Mitch. You'll love this. Played, I want to say it was Oaks Night at 4th Street Live.
Oh, wow.
And there were just a bunch of drunk rednecks who didn't want anything about love. They wanted AC/DC covers.
Right, like, they didn't want feelings.
And I agreed with them.
Yeah.
I agreed with the guys.
Yeah,
They didn't want feelings. They just wanted to get blasted
right.
and enjoy Derby Weekend.
That no emotional, sad rock about, you know, your girlfriend dumping you. They wanted, for those about to rock, we salute you.
Texas says, yeah, Strebel, real out-of-the-box question, do you still have that chip on your shoulder?
I doubt anyone asked him that. I guarantee this was the only show that asked a question like that. Guaranteed.
Texas says, Sweeney, since you made fun of Barnhart and Kentucky sports this year, they're fifth in the Director's Cup, you bleeping idiot. Oh, well, I mean, the Director's Cup. I mean, well, listen. You know, stop everything. Stop everything. You're right.
Yeah.
Basketball and football and baseball and women's basketball were great. You're right.
They were. Everything was awesome.
You're right. No, you're right. I need to, in Louisville's top 25, everything's fine.
Yeah. I mean, no fans are angry.
As long as you're top 25 in the Director's Cup, you don't need to make a bowl game or a very good bowl game or make the NCAA tournament.
At all.
You can do anything. You can miss the baseball tournament. Everything's fine.
Yeah, I bet Kentucky fans really, really are hanging on that fifth place in the Director's Cup right now, and they wouldn't have traded that for an NCAA tournament berth or a Final Four. I think they're all content with that, yeah.
There's a lot of people saying, would you let Coach O come over?
No.
Play with
no,
the mitts.
No,
I mean, I can't tell you how many times that's been texted.
Yes, I can imagine.
You can imagine.
Many, many times.
Many times.
And as much as I like him and think he's great, that would not take place. That would not. That's a hard no
just
for
right
me.
There. Just right there.
Oh,
just right there. That just that mini veto made it. That mini veto made the sound right there.
Well, I was trying to compose myself.
I know
you
were.
Yeah. But I understand why the text was made.
Texas says Strebel, Drew Franklin asked that exact same question on KSR.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Mitch, I may go
I don't
back
believe
and
that.
Look for that. And if that's the case, we got to dub that and just line up the question. I hope that's the case.
I don't believe that.
I'll pass out if that's the case. We had Orlando and Tiguan. We're going to put that up in the podcast center here shortly. It's a fun conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have heard everything he has to say. So, I mean, we're not doing anything.
No.
I mean, we're not doing anything special.
What do you like about Keon Brooks' shot?
Texas says, the song they played at Case Presser is the song they play in Cameron to get the crazies going. Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that was the Grayson Allen came out, and Zion Williamson was in the crowd.
During his visit?
During his visit. And there, I wish I could find the video, but there's a video.
Where he looked confused.
It's a close-up of his face, and he's just looking around like, what the hell is this? This is awful.
And then he committed there.
But, you know, when your parents get a house, you know, things like that happen. Things like that happen. When you go and you're like, this place is stupid, and then you get a house, you're like, actually, it's not stupid anymore.
Mitch, what sound do you want to play on here? I mean, I'm just looking at the sound sheet. It's a rather lengthy sheet today.
It's not just a few lines. There's a lot there.
Do I have Diener bashing Baffert? Is that what I see here?
No way.
That's what I have Diener Baffert charmed us.
Wow.
He's always available, and he's the most likable guy out there. But was he... You know, charming us up front and stealing our wallet while we're talking to him. I don't know.
Oh no. That makes me feel bad. That makes me feel bad.
Diener's guy.
Yes, that's a man losing a hero.
Stealing his wallet. I mean, he's saying he's committing theft.
It's a minimum 2-year ban. And the wording in the Churchill Downs press release was... devastating.
Oh,
in I the end, Pharaoh. That ultimately did. I did too. Yeah. My son loved Pharaoh. It was one of the first sports stories he got into.
No.
I don't want to think American Pharaoh is now Mark McGuire.
Oh, what a haymaker.
I want that on a plaque outside the studio.
That's a haymaker.
That is awesome. American Pharaoh is not Mark McGuire. He's clean, Drew. American Pharaoh's clean.
Well, and he's a horse.
And he's a horse. Yeah.
And he's an animal.
He wouldn't knowingly take anything.
Oh, man. That's sad.
It is sad.
You know what? I just saw Mitch smile. The pain in Diener makes him smile after the horrific day that Mitch has had.
It's giving him fuel.
By the phone. No,
it's just
working.
A fantastic line by Diener. I should have told him this today, but I won't play again.
I love Pharaoh. I did too. Yeah. My son loved Pharaoh. It was one of the first sports stories he got into. I don't want to think American Pharaoh is now Mark McGuire.
That's a great line.
I want
that
put it on a t-shirt. Yeah.
I want that on a t-shirt.
I don't want to think American Pharaoh's Mark McGuire. That's fantastic.
Oh, man.
And like blanking I like Pharaoh. The very beginning. I like him. Like, we know, Mark.
Yes. Oh, we get it. Thank you.
We know, Mark.
Thank you, Blank. We get it. What else do we have here? Goodness. We have processes, Olympic take. I don't know what was fun. What was funny on here? We have a couple blanks. We have a bad joke by blank.
A bad joke.
Yeah, you pick something, Mitch. What was good? What was good today? We have Issel. We have a couple
Issels. And
you better
Issel's
believe
always
it.
Good.
You better believe it.
Then that whole thing doesn't run. They've got the point guard this year. It's going to be different. They've got Ty Washington. Or Ty Benjamin is what we should call him,
because they're paying him. Or
yeah, I mean, you know, when you go to when you go to Kentucky, Washington turns to Benjamin.
Oh, the lack of self awareness is what I find charming.
He just
so
doesn't
charming.
Understand. He just
I find charming.
He does understand. He just chooses to ignore it. He chooses to ignore it. He's like, no, everything at Louisville's fine. Kentucky cheats. They pay players, but everything at Louisville, great. No issues here.
Churchill Downs can basically OJ you. Like, you can't come in here, you know? Like,
OJ you.
Like Jeff Ruby. OJ'd
him, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That
needs a little explanation, Mark.
You know what? I knew what blank meant.
I didn't.
I knew what he meant, that he's, well, he can't go.
He can't go
travel.
Jeff Ruby.
There's many places he can't go other than Jeff Ruby.
Right, but I know, like, Jeff OJ, Ruby, like, specifically said he can never come in my restaurant.
That's true, but he also can't, like, leave the state of, what, Nevada? Can he not leave the state?
I don't know.
He can't leave the country.
Because I know his latest transgression was in Las Vegas with, like, a memorabilia convention
or
something.
No, that's why I went to jail for a number of years.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he was in Florida. Is he in Nevada?
Texas says Diener will talk horses but hates gas bag softball. Speaking of, I mean, you guys, it rained all day. Now look at it outside. It's perfect.
Perfect.
You guys need to ask for your money back. Are they ever going to make up these games, by the
way?
They
say they are, but
they're going to be playing in July.
It's going to make the season go any longer. Like, do you want it to? They're like, hey, guys, we're going to, July 4th weekend, we're playing a triple header. You're like, I don't know.
It's 95 degrees.
Yeah, Greer's at a coffee shop. Sorry. He's not available.
He's busy. He's on a yacht.
He's drinking tea.
Does he drink tea?
I mean, look at him.
Yeah, he drinks tea, like green tea. I saw him today.
Green tea?
He kind of gave me a little look. He didn't like what I was wearing.
He doesn't know who you are.
No, he doesn't. But I looked
in
here.
You think Greg doesn't know who you are?
No, I think he knows who I am now.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, did you say anything to him?
No, he was doing the show. He's like talking. I looked at him. He kind of scowled at me.
Well, I don't think he cares if you're wearing Kentucky stuff.
Yeah, I got a little scowl from Greer. That's okay.
Did you really?
Yeah, he's like...
Do you guys feel bad? I said this at 3:30, 437-9680. Mm-hmm. I ask this. Do you feel bad at all for Julius Randle? I'm not asking you to. I want to be clear. I understand the battle here between red and blue. So
sure.
I know that, you know, the red side isn't, and I know many on the blue side aren't as well, you being one of them.
Sure.
What I'm saying is you have a guy who hasn't been a star, who has been... I don't want to call him a role player because I think that would be minimizing him, but he hasn't been an all-star, and he's been a fine player, but you would want him to be about your fourth best player, maybe?
Maybe third, something like that.
Maybe, or something like that. And then this year, he's in the Mecca, which is fake news in every sense of the word.
Right.
And he balls out. and he wins awards, and hell, I mean, he was mentioned in MVP discussions and everything else, and then he plays as bad as possible in five games, and the Knicks, make no mistake about it, what happened here. They now cannot pay this offseason a max deal to Julius Randle. No. Not after that. So the guy, and he's making a ton of money. I don't know what he's making, but it's a ton of money. He signed a deal a couple years ago. So he's going to have to at least go one more year. He's not going to get that mega deal right now.
Right.
He's going to have to, quote, prove it again. And it's not going to matter what he does in the regular season. It's only going to matter what he does in the postseason. The Knicks roster, I think, stinks. I don't think it's very good. I think they overachieved. And, again, make no mistake about it, they embarrassed themselves.
Yeah.
Like their fans embarrassed themselves. Everything about them embarrassed themselves. The way they played, I mean, I don't know if you watched it last night, Mitch. I don't know if you had money on it. Nerlens Noel was trying to be a bully. Like, no one, you're not a bully. No one no. cares about you. Get out of here, yeah. Nerlens. Get out. I mean, Kenny Payne had to, like, escort him off the – I was like, oh, there's Kenny Payne.
There he is, yeah.
I'm like, there's KP. So, anyway, there's part of me, from a human standpoint, the guy, it doesn't seem to be a jackass.
No.
He was a good player, a very good player.
Great player at Kentucky.
At Kentucky.
Yeah.
And he bombed, and they bombed, but he bombed
right.
in this postseason. And I would imagine it's going to cost him money. That's why I asked the question.
From a human standpoint, yeah. But here's what I think. He did the exact same thing in that national championship game against UConn. He bombed against UConn. He played as bad as possible. He played very, very well in that entire tournament up until that point when the big moment came. He wilted. I mean, frankly, he wilted. He didn't play well at all. He was a guy that if Kentucky was going to win that game, they overachieved. And you could say that, too. They may have overachieved in that tournament scenario where they beat all those teams on those three-pointers by Aaron Harrison. But at the same time, Julius Randle was really good in that tournament up until that point. You're exactly right. It was a junk team, and he did not shine for Kentucky at all. So to say that I feel sorry for him, I don't, because he's got to get over that. I mean, if he wants to be paid a max deal in the NBA, be viewed as one of the better players in the NBA, you got to get over this spotlight thing. Whatever it is with him, he just does not play well when the spotlight's on him the biggest. That's kind of my take on it. Yeah, I mean, he didn't.
I'd agree. I mean, for the most part, I'm just asking.
Right. I don't remember what his numbers were in that game. I had to look them up. But I just remember after, like, the entire game thinking, when is Julius Randle going to break out? When's he going to add or contribute to this? And he just never did. I mean, outside that James Young dunk, I mean, the entire team stunk that game. Just stunk.
How about that?
Yeah.
So, Mitch, you don't feel bad for him either? Like, again, asking people to feel bad at all for the multi-millionaire.
I don't feel bad for him or anyone associated for the Knicks. I mean, Spike Lee left the game early last night. They're crushing him on TNT broadcast. Spike Lee left with all his boys when they're like down by like 15 with like 5 minutes ago.
Now, he did sign again. His average salary is 20 mil.
He's doing all right. I mean,
yeah, he's doing all right. Okay.
Plus, I mean, all right, well, there you go. And I know people have pivoted against Trey Young, but I like it. He bowed last night and said that's what they do with all these shows in this city. I loved it. And they like the Knicks players like bumping him at halftime on the way to the locker room.
Draining
like,
threes.
Yeah, and he's kind of looked and shrugged him off. I loved it. I've fallen in love with Trey Young. That's the one thing I've gotten out of the playoffs so far is how much I like Trey Young.
Mitch, I didn't run this by you, but I thought this would be something maybe we could do today. Do we want to call Big Easy on vacation
yeah.
and Jack Grossman, because there might be subject for an IU postgame show. Did you see Eamon Brennan?
About the
Athletic wrote an article, is Duke going to become Indiana?
Yeah, I did see that.
It's just an unneeded punch in the old man jewels.
Yeah, for
the old
IU
bodily
fans.
Chandeliers. Like, there's no, we don't need that.
No, but I made the point on the story is like, well, you know, Mike Davis did take the Hoosiers to the promised land that one time. They lost the game, but they got to the national championship game with Mike Davis. Can John Shire repeat that?
Texas says Treble won't give the wife's underwear a little sniff sniff, but he would absolutely deep inhale Orlando's jock.
No, I wouldn't. If I'm not doing that for my wife's undergarments, I'm not going to do that for Antigua's jock strap.
You made that so awkward.
Well, I was.
Mitch is not smiling at that. He's didn't watching like that. TikTok. Well, I looked at him because I thought he would find that funny.
Yeah.
To cheer him up today after the debacle a couple hours ago, but that didn't do it. It didn't do it.
Lovie Jenkins entered a transfer portal. Any thoughts?
Should I have thoughts? Okay, so what's the Louisville Twitter thought? I guess let's start
I don't know.
There.
It just came out like a couple minutes
really?
Ago.
Really? Don't really. Like.
I just
we're sitting in the best part is Mitch goes, do you have any thoughts on Lovie Jenkins entering the
Jenkins.
Transfer portal? And we just looked at each other like, no, I really don't.
No,
that means he lost his job.
Yeah, pretty much.
Scat. We're, replaced him.
Okay, we'll see. I mean, I guess whoever's in front of him is better.
Let me do some research on Lovie Jenkins.
Yeah.
Texas says Ford the Knicks.
I thought Louisville fans liked Lovie Jenkins. Do they not like him? I thought that he's a player they expected things
know.
Out
don't
of.
Don't ask me. Yes, they do. Well, they just, love Lovie Jenkins.
They should. Then we'll see what Louisville Twitter thinks about that.
If some of them were holding on to Puma Pass is not terrible, then I'm saying that they'll probably accept Lovie Jenkins into their heart.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I got him transferring to a small school. I mean, nothing. I mean please.
Like a Georgia Southern.
Yeah, like a Georgia Southern, yes, or a Georgia State.
Yeah, one of those.
Or any. Texas says, why do you guys want assistance on? You're settling. I want to reach out to the new Clink Scale, Chris Collins.
Oh, Chris Collins, yeah.
Yeah,
talk to Chris Collins. And who's settling? Like, all the shows.
You don't even have to.
Guys on. It's a big deal. And this, y'all are settling. If we would have had McMaines on, you'd be like, oh, there's a great interview. What a great get. What good job.
But I want to have McMaines
on. We got to find out more about him. Absolutely.
I guess we do.
Yeah. I want to talk to McMaines.
I don't know. Didn't Max say he takes his computer to bed with him?
I want to ask him about that. I want to probe his basketball mind. It's supposed to be just this offensive guru.
Texas says Lovie had domestic issues.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Let me tell you the Carolyn McClain story.
Yeah, please.
Mitch, you ready for this? Carolyn McClain reached out to me last night. You want to know why?
Which is an odd sentence.
It is an odd sentence. It was at 8:05.
Okay.
At 8:05, what is Andy Sweeney doing on a Wednesday night?
What are you doing on a Wednesday night?
I'm going to tell you what I'm doing on a Wednesday night. I'm on the old iPad because I'm addicted to information.
Right.
Okay, do you understand? I think everyone knows that.
You're filling your brain.
No, it's not good for you. Okay. It's really not.
All right.
So I'm addicted to all of this.
Right.
And I'm sitting there. And Wednesday night in the Sweeney household, the wife has many TV shows.
Oh,
there's a show where, and Mitch, I think you'd be great for this show. There's a show, you'd be bad at this show, Cerebral, because I think you fall in love easy.
Oh, yeah.
Where you meet somebody and you have to get married.
Oh.
It's like Married at First Sight or some BS on TLC or Freeform or some BS station, okay?
Yeah, there's a million shows like that, but continue.
There's a million of them.
Yeah.
So she watches a bunch of these shows, and a lot of them hit on Wednesday night. So at 8:05, your boy is gearing up to get where he needs to be in his state of mind to hit the Call of Duty.
Right.
You understand?
You're pre-gaming for Call of Duty. You're getting ready.
I'm pre-gaming for Call of Duty. I got some NBA on. So I go, well, you can watch your show. You know, watch your shows. I'm getting ready for Call of Duty.
I'm doing my thing.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So we're watching. So I'm like, okay, watching Knicks basketball. And eventually she goes, can I watch my shows? So I go into my little office with my TV.
Right.
And I do my thing. And I was just, you know, because she didn't want to watch the Knicks.
Sure.
But in the middle of that, at 8:05, I get a text. And it's Carolyn McClain. And she goes, read my Facebook thread. Oh. I should have stopped everything there. On the tennis sitch.
I saw this.
The tennis situation.
Yeah.
And what happened here, the McClains had a conversation, guys, at dinner. A dinner conversation about Naomi Osaka.
Yep.
And her, you know, back and forth with the Tennis Federation or whatever.
Right. And her leaving and pulling out.
And she goes, weigh in.
She asked you to weigh in on that?
Like, oh, man. I'm like, she's like, I won't say totally, but she made fun a lot because, you know, Locke is anti.
Oh, yeah.
You know which side.
We know his thoughts.
We know
on this.
What side he's coming down. And I'm like,
right.
I don't know if I'm going to weigh in on that.
It's a touchy subject.
Well, plus, if you put if you put something up like that on Facebook, then you're going to get all the notifications.
Oh,
and everything
yeah, you're
else.
Getting.
And
yeah.
That's the last thing I want. Like, I want no notifications on Facebook.
Right.
I mean, there's hundreds of people, and I say this not to brag, even though it's going to sound that way. It's just Kentucky fan, Louisville fan, Kentucky fan, Louisville fan. I'm like, I just don't follow me. I have
right.
nothing
I
to
don't
say.
Need it. Yeah.
I am not. I don't post anything. Like, you at least post things.
I do post things. I
hey,
don't follow
my,
anything.
Hey, my son won, you know, the championship this weekend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Every thing. Once in a while.
I don't post anything.
No, you don't.
Like, literally nothing.
I don't remember the last time you posted anything
I have no,
at all.
I have no idea. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll take a look. I'm like, I can't get in the middle of this.
I saw some of it. Cause I, like,
oh,
I,
yeah.
I saw her post that.
She said, Locke can be such a bleep.
Yeah.
And I go, well, I go, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You've been married to her for
go,
however
I,
many
I go,
years.
God bless you. You're yes. a saint. Yes.
She is a saint. Saint Carolyn. But I saw that she's like, we are discussing this at the dinner table. Lucy is 100% on my side as far as, you know, she was in the right to say, look, I'm not doing interviews and lock. And then he got on and was like, no, Lucy actually agreed with me, actually. And this is how she did that.
It was a whole, I'm like, I'm
it was
not
a whole
in the
thing.
Of this.
It was a family. Yeah.
I'm
stay out of
this.
Family arguments. That's my thing. Yeah. It's like when families argue, that's their business, not mine. But she did put it on Facebook. So she did. And most people were agreeing with Carolyn, and Locke didn't like that. He's like, this is all I'm saying. I'm out of here.
Mitch, if you don't mind, could we, I don't know, could we have this rummage sound on Duke?
Rummage sound on Duke?
The title here is unbelievable.
Really?
So I want to kind of hear if this is what he actually means.
Is yeah. Syracuse going to get an in-house replacement?
I don't. Syracuse needs to hire Rick Pitino and go home.
I was going to say, yeah. What would you do if Rick Pitino went to Duke?
Love it. Oh. Dust off the old Duke gear.
Oh, no. Oh, rummage. Man, he really.
He loves Rick.
He loves Rick.
I do too.
He's ready to turn his back on Louisville basketball.
I don't know what's going on
Chris Mack and Louisville basketball. He was like he said he'd do an Iona Gales post game show. He said it. He would do an Iona Gales post.
If I got paid extra money, I'd do it.
Oh hell yeah! But I mean, he's ready to turn his back on Sat. He's ready to go to Tennessee football.
I don't know. I think that's cooled.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I don't think he likes your boy Heupel.
No one likes Heupel. Well, yeah, no one gives a damn about it. It's not liking or disliking Heupel.
He's
it's,
just Josh
it's Heupel. Not caring.
Yeah,
it's
no,
not,
that's true.
It's not caring.
So he's back on the Sat train, but it sounds like he's ready to move on from Mac. And you know what?
Oh,
he's,
the Duke gear? Come on.
The Duke
on.
Gear. That's a bridge too far.
That's a different kind of evil.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
ACC
in conference Duke, the evil Duke. And he'd buy Duke gear just for Rick. I mean, how many Louisville fans would agree with Rummage? That's the question. There's still Louisville fans out there with great love and affection for Rick Pitino. Would they also jump ship with Steve Rummage?
What a question. Pondered during the commercial break. Rick Bozich joins us next. All right, guys. BJ Heating and Cooling. We've been telling you now, really since the beginning of this show, that's who we trust. They've been in my home to help my AC out. They've been in Strebel's home with a full system replacement, and they can help you out today. Any emergency, they're on call 24/7, 365 with free estimates, upfront pricing. They'll help you out, whether it be your home or your business. They got you covered. Online at bjheatcool.com. Phone number 812-283-7221. And right now, if you have that room that's difficult to cool down as we're in the hot summer months and you hope it gets a little bit warmer, they got you covered right now. They're a factory-authorized Bryant dealer. They've teamed up with Bryant Douglas Equipment, whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable again. The Bryant Mini Splits, you pop it on the wall. They're quiet and efficient. And it's just the way to go. Cool down, you know, you can cool down a studio, a room, whatever you got. They can help you. You're not reworking everything. It's bjheatcool.com. BJ Heating and Cooling, 812-283-7221. bjheatcool.com.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.